You're listening to 91 Reasons, a journey into the twisted landscape of pop culture. Keep your hands and arms inside the podcast at all times. And now, the voice, Jeff Tucker.
Hey, it's me. We're back. 91 Reasons is back. Did you miss us? What a perfect storm of knocking us off the air. The first, obviously, was I got really sick after the last episode I did. That very night, I got the chills, and I was down for most of a week. I don't even remember, like, what happened during that week, because I slept most of the time. I took all this time off from work, and they were all joking with me, like, well, Jeff, you must have watched a lot of movies. And I'm like, I watched two. I watched that stupid Pirates movie and some other movie. What did I watch? I don't even remember. But it was like the idea of like laying in bed sick and I'll watch all these movies and it'll be like, like skipping school. I was in complete misery, man. I felt so bad that the only escape was sleeping. I mean, everyone's been there, right? Where, excuse me, I've still got a terrible, terrible cough, so I apologize for that. But I was so out of it, man. And here's the thing. Rachel got it after me, but there was a day or so where she didn't have it. And, you know, she's running errands and taking care of the family crap. And I'm laying in bed just like in the 1800s, you know, I'm waiting for the doc to come visit me with his black bag and bleed out or something. I don't know, man. But what the kids told me was Rachel left and I had this waking nightmare moment where one minute I was laying in bed and the next minute I was in the bathroom on the floor. And when I asked Josie what had happened, she said, I got out of bed and I ran to the first bathroom and Luke was in there, Luna was in there. So I'm banging on the door saying, get out of the bathroom, I gotta get in the bathroom. And Luna's in there screaming, I can't, I need a few more minutes. And I started racing through the house, having a waking nightmare where I'm vaguely aware that some sort of monster was chasing me through the house and I needed to get away, right? So I was knocking stuff off tables and shelves as I ran by. I almost knocked Josie's PlayStation off its perch and I ended up falling in the bathroom and screaming and yelling. And Josie brought me a glass of water and then I had this, I can't even, like, this is so weird. I had this weird moment where I had like a death rattle, like a shutter, like a car that, you know, doesn't know how to turn itself off when you take the key out of the ignition. And suddenly every sweat pour rained out and I was instantly cold because I was slick with sweat everywhere. Like, this has never happened to me. Like, I'm not a sports guy. I don't dump Gatorade on my head at the end of a big victory. None of this crap. I don't know anything about that. You know, I break a sweat out of stress, not out of running around. But this was like pure adrenaline escaping my body. And I just remember finally getting back to bed and being so relieved that it wasn't real, that whatever was chasing me was fake, that being sick was, yeah, okay, great, I'm sick, okay, I'm nauseous, whatever. At least whatever that creature was, it's not gonna get me. You ever had that? You ever woken up and been so freaking relieved, you're like, it wasn't real, it didn't happen. Okay, oh good, I things are normal. I mean, you know, relatively speaking. So yeah, that was how I spent my week. It's great to be back. The other thing that happened was I'm assuming, thanks to Justin at Random Land, that we got a boost in listenership, and it ate up all the bandwidth of that I'm allowed to have for downloads for shows, which is fantastic. That's never happened before in the history of 91 Reasons. And sometimes I have more bandwidth and sometimes I have less, but I watched the meter quickly just go bing all the way to the end. And I was like, wow, now I can buy more bandwidth, but it's not cheap. So I have to wait until the end of the month to buy more bandwidth, but I also have to wait a week and a half for the bandwidth to reset. So it reset yesterday. So I'm back in business. I'm sort of back normal feeling. Certainly nothing's chasing me through the house. But it's good to be alive. It's good to be back. We're going to continue with 80s remakes. We're going to finish off the decade in this episode. If you're listening early, it's Monday, the 21st. No, the 22nd. Sorry, I lost track of time there. It's Monday. Excuse me. It's Monday, the 22nd. Tonight, I will be at Mulaney's in Long Beach calling bingo. It's right on the water. It's a beautiful Irish pub restaurant. They have great food. They have good beer. And they have me in a fez calling bingo numbers. So we'll be there from 7 to 9 if you want to come down. We're trying to do this every second Monday. So the second and fourth Monday of the month until Mulaney's decides they don't want to do it anymore. But I'll be there tonight calling bingo numbers. It'll be a lot of fun. Me and Rachel will both be there. If you have time, come check it out. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, you missed it. And hey, it was so much fun. Where were you? But okay, let's get to 1985 in movies and what's left to remake. Last episode, we only came up with a couple. The biggest one being Dreamscape. I would love to see a remake of Dreamscape. I think it's ripe for a remake. Now, because of Back to the Future, I consider 1985 to be one of the finest years for movies, especially the summer. So many classics came out in this year. So we'll start in January. We'll start at the beginning of the year. Something called Too Scared to Scream. Never heard of it. January 17th, Avenging Angel. That's the sequel to Angel. These were big on cable in the late 80s. This is about a high school girl who, when school is over, goes to Hollywood Boulevard to be a hooker. And the most striking thing about the two Angel movies is that first, the girl's really hot. And second, they make Hollywood Boulevard like this carnival of fun times. Like, it's also about, you know, murder and all this stuff, because it has to have a hook, right? But the fact that she's a hooker is kind of like female empowerment, 1985 style, which is really odd. I don't know if they could remake the Angel movies. I think that people might take some big offense at the fact that she's, instead of bettering herself through education, she's a hooker. But hey, as a teenager, I enjoyed these both those Angel movies immensely. Tough Turf, remember Tough Turf? I don't think you need to remake that. The New Kids, never heard of it. That's Dancing. I'm assuming that's one of those clip movies. The Falcon and the Snowman. Fandango, that's a Kevin Reynolds movie with Kevin Costner. I could see them remaking Fandango. That's a personal favorite of Andy from the Hollywood Saloon and his partner who did that show. The only reason I never even heard of Fandango. February 8th, Heaven Help Us. That's a pretty good movie. February 8th, 1985, Mischief came out. Mischief was a big video rental movie. Most famous to me, or memorable to me, because it opens with the 20th Century Fox logo, and then it says, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, Cleveland, 1956. It's about a nerd who tries to get the hot chick, played by Kelly Preston. Catherine Mary Stewart is in this. Remember Catherine Mary Stewart, man. What a hottie. Made some really great movies, and then just sort of vanished. Witness came out in February. That was Harrison Ford's only Best Actor nomination. And then, if you'd ask me when The Breakfast Club came out, I would have said Summer 1985. But Summer 85 was Weird Science. Breakfast Club came out February 15th. It was a winter release. I did not see Breakfast Club in the theater. I wish I had. There's a Criterion version coming out this year that is rumored to have the extra hour that John Hughes filmed. As a big fan of this movie, I am very excited about that. So I will be checking that out. But it does not need to be remade. In fact, Breakfast Club has actually been remade quite a bit. Mostly through sitcoms. Like, almost every one of those Disney and Nickelodeon shows has done a detention episode where they're stuck in the library, and it's always a parody of Breakfast Club. Fast forward, never heard of it. Into the Night. Jeff Goldblum and Michelle Pfeiffer. John Landis. Into the Night's great. It's another one of those Everything Goes Wrong movies, like After Hours or Neighbors, you know, with John Belushi. I could see them remaking Into the Night. I don't think that would be a problem. I don't think it has enough name recognition to warrant a remake, but certainly the script is solid enough. The Mean Season, Turk 182, one of the most bizarre named movies of all time. Turk 182, about a, he's a graffiti artist trying to honor his brother. Okay, and Vision Quest. I actually really enjoy Vision Quest. That's the movie about the wrestler with Matthew Modine. I don't remember the hot chick's name in the movie that moves in with him, but Madonna in her first big screen appearance at the club scene, that was a big selling point of this movie. There's no need to remake it. But think about this. On Friday, February 15th, 1985, the movies that opened in theaters were The Breakfast Club, Into the Night, Turk 182, and Vision Quest all opened on the same freaking day. That is amazing. I had no idea. February 20th is Brazil, but Brazil will not open in America until December, so we will honor the American release. March 1st, Certain Fury, Lust in the Dust, The Purple Rose of Cairo. That's a great movie. That's a Woody Allen movie with Jeff Daniels and Mia Farrow and Danny Aiello, about a movie character that steps off the screen. A really sweet movie. The Sure Thing. The Sure Thing with John Cusack and Daphne Zuniga. This was a movie that my friend Steve turned me on to. And I have to admit, I watched The Sure Thing a lot. Gib, come out to the coast. Come on, Gib. The water's calling you. I'm talking to you cordless. Has the great line, "Who invented liquid soap and why?" Don't think it needs to be remade, but it does have a little bit of brand recognition. March 2nd, Ghoulies. Do you think they should remake Ghoulies? How many Ghoulies did they make? By the time that straight-to-video sequels, Ghoulies was up to like 10. Missing in Action 2, The Beginning, that's Chuck Norris. March 8th, Mask. This is the Eric Stoltz Cher movie. I've seen it a few times. I actually really enjoy the movie. I don't know if it needs to be remade. It's one of those movies they got right the first time. Directed by Peter Bogdanovich. March 15th. Lost in America. This is Albert Brooks and Julie Haggerty. This is a fantastic movie. There is no need to remake it. It is flawless. Albert Brooks and his wife decide to cash out, buy a mobile home, and see the country for the rest of their lives. They're going to get lost in America. And they get as far as Las Vegas, and the wife loses all the money. And they have to start over. It is a great movie. It is so funny. The scene between Albert Brooks and Gary Marshall. Yeah, that Gary Marshall as the head of the casino trying to get his money back is hysterical. Also, March 15th, something called Sylvester. Never heard of it. March 22nd, Baby, Secret of the Lost Legend. This is the William Catt, Sean Young dinosaur movie. It's terrible. The effects are terrible. It's a Disney movie. There's no need to remake it. So I think what? We're up to March 22nd and we haven't found one. We haven't found a single movie that we can get behind to remake. March 22nd, Friday the 13th, A New Beginning. There's a Friday the 13th remake coming, so that's done. The Last Dragon. I reviewed The Last Dragon on this show. It's a Michael Bondi movie. It's a great movie. What a fun slice of 1985. There's no need to remake it. It's perfect. Porky's Revenge. This was the third in the Porky's movie. Porky's 2 the next day. Porky's Revenge. I think cinematically we have said everything we need to say about Porky's. So, no. The Secret of the Sword. I have no idea what that is. March 29th. Desperately Seeking Susan. Rosanna Arquette, Madonna. Only famous because it was Madonna's actual first starring role in a movie. She's the Susan that they're desperately seeking. It's a cute movie. It's another one of those movies about somebody has a MacGuffin they don't know they have and everybody's trying to get it. It's not very good. I mean, it's okay. King David, never heard of it. Police Academy 2, their first assignment. You know what? I am shocked that there hasn't been a Police Academy movie in the modern day. It seems an odd franchise not to bring back. Maybe we found it. Maybe we found it. March 29th, we finally found it. Maybe they should remake the Police Academy movies. Make them a hard R. Make them dirty. Have a lot of nudity. That would be the way to go. So my vote there is remake the Police Academy movies. But still get Michael Winslow, who makes all the great noises. Robbery Under Arms, never heard of it. The Slugger's Wife, that's a Neil Simon movie with Rebecca De Mornay. There's no need to remake that. We're up to April. Alamo Bay, never heard of it. Private Resort, that is the Charles Grodin movie. There's no need to remake that. Cat's Eye, April 12th, that's the Stephen King trilogy movie. I enjoy Cat's Eye. It's a great movie. The little gremlin guy voiced by Howie Mandel and has Robert Hayes having to walk all the way around the building and James Woods quitting smoking. If you haven't seen Cat's Eye, you should really check it out. It's not a bad film. And you know what? In the age of this Stephen King renaissance right now that we're in, I could see them snapping up Cat's Eye and remaking it. It wouldn't be too bad. I think it's, I don't know if anybody remembers it. You know, with Police Academy, there's definite brand recognition. But with something like Cat's Eye, maybe not. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That was made quickly to cash in on that movie title. Lady Hawk. Now, wait a second here. Now, Lady Hawk, Richard Donner, Rutger Hauer, Michelle Pfeiffer, Matthew Broderick. This is a good movie. Lady Hawk's a really good movie. It's so good, I don't know if you need to remake it, but I could see where somebody could get the idea to remake it. But again, does anybody remember this movie? You know, you and I do, because we're nerds. But I don't know if anybody else does. So we'll put maybe. It's not as up there as Police Academy. Crime Wave. Never heard of it. April 26th, Just One of the Guys. Joyce Heiser goes undercover. I'm embarrassed to say I have seen Just One of the Guys probably 200 times. I got this movie on beta, and I watched it a lot. Oh my God, I watched it a lot. I enjoy the hell out of it. It's pretty much been remade a million times. We've seen the cross-dresser, girl into guy, guy into girl. It's nothing new. The only reason to remake it would be for the title. But again, does anybody besides you and me even remember it? Stick with Burt Reynolds. Terrible title for a movie. We're into May now. Code of Silence. Gotcha. You ever seen Gotcha? That's the dart gun movie where the girl is very interested in virgins. No need to remake it. I think Anthony Edwards is in that. Gymkata. Remember Gymkata? Gymkata's become like a joke, but you know, one of those. Do you know karate? No, but I know Gymkata. No need to remake it. Creature? No, that's Klaus Kinski, I believe. Rustler's Rhapsody with Tom Berenger? No, no one even remembers it. Ordeal by Innocence? No, never heard of it. May 22nd, Brewster's Millions. That itself is a remake. Richard Pryor, John Candy, guy has to spend so many millions of dollars in a month. Cute movie, but a remake is a remake is a remake. Rambo, First Blood, Part 2. We're still having Rambo movies. A View to a Kill, James Bond battles Christopher Walken in Silicon Valley. Killer theme song by Duran Duran, man. May 31st, Fletch. Fletch has been one of those movies that has been on the remake board for years with Jason Lee or Ben Affleck, and who knows, it may never see the light of day. Or maybe it has, and I don't remember it. I mean, that could happen too, right? June 7th, The Goonies. I would say The Goonies is ripe for a remake, but the studio beat me to it because they've been talking soft reboot for like 10 years. So eventually, we will see something on The Goonies front, no doubt. Also June 7th, Perfect with Jamie Lee Curtis and John Travolta. June 13th, Pritzi's Honor. Pritzi's Honor is about mob hitmen hired to kill each other. It was remade sort of as Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's pretty much the same title. I mean, the same plot. Warriors of the Wind, never heard of it. June 14th, Secret Admirer. This is a cute movie. Lori Loughlin, but there's no reason to remake it. June 21st, we have two movies I enjoy. Cocoon. Cocoon is fantastic. There was a sequel, Cocoon the Return. And you know what? I could see them remaking Cocoon with more high-def special effects. Cocoon is great. I actually cried at the end. It's so good. About senior citizens who discover the healing powers of aliens. It sounds crazy, but damn, is it a good movie. Return to Oz, also the same day. I'm a big fan of Return to Oz. It's completely effed up. It'll give your kids nightmares. There's no reason to remake it, but I do urge you, if you haven't seen Return to Oz, you should definitely check that out. Pale Rider, no need to remake that. Clint Eastwood, St. Elmo's Fire, no need to remake that. July 3rd, Back to the Future. There's no reason to remake Back to the Future. In fact, you can't. It's in Zemeckis and Bob Gale's contract that you cannot remake or do anything with Back to the Future unless they sign off on it. So, no. Red Sonja, did they remake Red Sonja? I think they did. I mean, maybe I missed it. July 10th, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. They just did Fury Road. July 12th, Explorers. I'm a big fan of this movie, even though it does fall apart at the end. But I could see them remaking Explorers about young men who receive a transmission from space that allows them to build a working spaceship to go into space and visit those aliens. It's a pretty good movie. River Phoenix, Ethan Hawke. It's a fun movie. Poor Joe Dante got steamrolled by the studio on the budget and the release date. Silverado, great Western. There's no need to remake it. July 19th, Day of the Dead. They're still making those movies. The Legend of Billie Jean. That's a great movie with Helen Slater. No need to remake it. This was done right the first time. Also, The Man with One Red Shoe with Tom Hanks. It's not very good. July 24th, The Black Cauldron, one of Disney's last terrible efforts. I mean, it's a noble effort, but it has a lot of problems. July 26th, Kiss of the Spider-Woman, And European Vacation, they just remade Vacation. August 2nd, Fright Night, they already remade Fright Night. Follow That Bird, Weird Science. No need to remake Weird Science, but I could see where they would get the idea. The next week, Real Genius came out. So there was a time in 1985 you could go to the theater, you could watch Weird Science, then Val Kilmer and Real Genius, and then 2 days later, My Science Project. I mean, that's three similarly themed movies right in a row. Who knew? August 9th also, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. You know how I feel about that movie. They just had Pee-wee's Vacation on Netflix. You should check that out. Summer Rental with John Candy. No need to remake that. August 16th, American Flyers. Return of the Living Dead. Volunteers. Year of the Dragon. There's no need to remake any of that. August 21st, Agnes of God. August 23rd, Better Off Dead. I'm a big fan of Better Off Dead. The same day, they re-released Ghostbusters. We all know how that remake turned out. The Return of Godzilla, who also returns next year. Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox, that somehow became an angsty MTV show. August 30th, American Ninja. The re-release of Gremlins, which is being rebooted as we speak. Compromising Positions. And then September 10th, Plenty, Smooth Talk. September 13th, After Hours. That's the Martin Scorsese movie I was talking about. That's a really cool movie with Griffin Dunne. If you've never seen After Hours, you should definitely check it out. It is a bizarre night in New York where everything that can go wrong does go wrong. September 17th, Maxi, no. Invasion USA, The Journey of Natty Gann. October 4th, Commando. Arnold Schwarzenegger, no need to remake that. Jagged Edge with Jeff Bridges. Sweet Dreams. October 11th, Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins. That was supposed to be a whole series of movies. And it just didn't happen. That's Fred Ward. And Joel, what's his name as the master? Joel Gray. Silver Bullet, Stephen King, no. Reanimator on October 18th. Twice in a Lifetime. November 1st, Death Wish 3. A Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge. And also on November 1st, one of my favorite movies, To Live and Die in L.A. No need to remake that. It is flawless. November 8th, Target. That was then, this is now. Transylvania 65,000. November 15th, Once Bitten with Jim Carrey. And what's his name? Cleavon Little from Blazing Saddles. Once Bitten's a funny movie. You know what? Maybe that's another one. They could remake Once Bitten. You know, it's amazing they didn't remake it after the Twilight popularity, you know? It's a funny movie about vampires. Also, Rainbow Bright and the Star Stealer. No. November 22nd, Bad Medicine. Fever Pitch. King Solomon's Mines. One Magic Christmas. Star Chaser. The Legend of Orin. And White Knights. Wow. Other than White Knights, is there any reason to go to the movies that day? 27th, Rocky IV. And Santa Claus the Movie with Dudley Moore. Oofa. December 4th, Young Sherlock Holmes. That's the Barry Levinson movie. I saw that opening day in the theater. Pretty good movie. I don't know if you need to remake it. I mean, Sherlock Holmes has been done to death between Robert Downey Jr. and Benedict Cumberbatch. December 6th, Fool for Love, Runaway Train, and Spies Like Us. December 11th, The Jewel of the Nile. That's the sequel to Romancing the Stone. December 13th, A Chorus Line, Clue. And did you know they're remaking Clue? That makes me so sad. It's flawless. There's no need to remake Clue. But they are. Legend. I love Legend with Tom Cruise. Tim Curry. December 18th, The Color Purple, Out of Africa. December 20th, 101 Dalmatians re-release. And here we hit one of my favorite movies of 1985, Enemy Mine. This is ripe for a remake. This is Dennis Quaid, Louis Gossett Jr. play enemies who crash land on an alien planet and have to learn to work together if they're going to survive. The Drax, great, great movie. What a fantastic movie. I would love to see a remake just to see what they do with the material. But I really enjoy Enemy Mine. If you've never seen Enemy Mine, definitely check that out. December 25th, Murphy's Romance, Revolution, The Trip to Bountiful, and finally on the 27th, Joey. So, out of all of that, we found two. Enemy Mine and Police Academy. That's you know, what are you going to do? That's 1985. Now we're going to move to 1986. Oh, look at this. The list changed somehow. Now they're giving me more information on Wikipedia. January 10th, Black Moon Rising. Black Moon Rising is interesting. It's about a car that can fly or something. But it's a John Carpenter film. But here's the thing. It's notable to me because I went to the movies a lot in 1985. And I saw the trailer for Black Moon Rising at least 40 times. And I got so sick of it that I would get up and leave the theater. The Adventures of the American Rabbit, Heathcliff the Movie, Hey There, It's Yogi Bear, Iron Eagle, Troll. We all know what happened when somebody bought the rights to Troll and made Troll 2. My Chauffeur, that's a cute movie. I could see them remaking that. I don't know why you would, but I could see you would. You might. Down and Out in Beverly Hills, Power with Richard Gere, Young Blood, FX. Now, here, you know what? FX. I could see them. How do you remake FX, though? FX is about a special effects guy who gets hired to fake somebody's murder, and he gets double-crossed. But if they remade it today, it would just be a guy at a computer doing you know, digital effects. So I don't think it would work. Hannah and Her Sisters, Night of the Galactic Railroad. We're up to February 14th. Delta Force, Knights of the City, Quicksilver, the bicycle movie, Terror Vision, Wildcats, Parting Glances, 9.5 Weeks. I could see them remaking 9.5 Weeks. That was a huge, really popular rental at the video store. Everybody wanted that because it was dirty. And we didn't rent porno movies, so it was the closest you were going to get. The Hitcher. Hitcher was remade with Sean Bean. Pretty in Pink. Salvador. We're now into March. Care Bears, the movie 2. Highlander. Haven't they remade Highlander? Nomads, Sleeping Beauty, the reissue, Crossroads, Gung-Ho. Love Gung-Ho. I just watched it not that long ago. What a great movie. Michael Keaton and a movie about the auto industry. GoBots, Battle of the Rock Lords. Just Between Friends. Police Academy 3, Back in Training. Rad. Remember Rad? That's the bicycle movie. The Money Pit with Tom Hanks. And Lucas with Corey Haim featuring the screen debut of Winona Ryder. How about that? April. We're into April. Miracles. Dr. Otto and the Riddle of the Gloom Beam. That's a Jim Varney movie, if you've never heard of that. Band of the Hand, directed by Paul Michael Glazier from Starsky and Hutch. Critters, Offbeat, Violets Are Blue, At Close Range, Desert Bloom, Murphy's Law, 8 Million Ways to Die, Blue City, Saving Grace, Dangerously Close. These are movies nobody's even heard of. Fire with Fire. And finally, on May 9th, we finally get to one. Short Circuit. It is shocking they haven't remade Short Circuit. It seems ripe for a remake. A robot that comes to life, Johnny Five. I could totally see Short Circuit coming back to theaters. I didn't realize it was directed by John Badham. Who knew? Sweet Liberty, Top Gun, they're doing a sequel to Top Gun. Crawl Space, Cobra, Poltergeist 2. Poltergeist was already rebooted. Invaders from Mars, Raw Deal, Space Camp, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. The Manhattan Project, Mona Lisa, Never Too Young to Die, Legal Eagles, The Karate Kid Part 2, My Little Pony, the movie, which they just remade a My Little Pony movie, American Anthem, Labyrinth, Running Scared, and Ruthless People as we move into July. About Last Night, they remade About Last Night, Big Trouble, Little China, The Rock is remaking that right now, The Great Mouse Detective, Psycho 3, Psycho was remade. Under the Cherry Moon, no need to do that. Club Paradise. Aliens. We know the Alien franchise just won't die no matter how bad they get. Vamp. Echo Park. Haunted Honeymoon. Heartburn. Maximum Overdrive. Please do not remake Maximum Overdrive. Please do not remake that. Out of Bounds, The Patriot, Robotech the movie. Hey, if they wanted to make a live-action Robotech movie, I'd be all about that. That's that. You know what? There, we found it. We found a big one. A big, undiscovered property, Robotech. But it's got to be live-action. It's got to look like Pacific Rim. Asterix versus Caesar, Nothing in Common, Choke Canyon, Flight of the Navigator. I'm a big fan of Flight of the Navigator. Friday the 13th, Part 6. Good to Go. And Howard the Duck. And I would have said, you know, you're never going to remake Howard the Duck. But who knows, man? With him showing up in Guardians of the Galaxy, both the movie and the ride, who knows where Howard the Duck's future lies, right? One Crazy Summer. She's Gotta Have It, which is right now being remade on Netflix. Transformers, there's still a million of those coming out. Half Moon Street, Armed and Dangerous. The Fly, which itself was a remake. There's no need to remake it. Manhunter, which was remade as Red Dragon. Extremities, Stand By Me, which was remade as Stranger Things. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, which was remade. Shanghai Surprise, which you should never remake. River's Edge, great movie. Night Mother, Avenging Force, Blue Velvet. Why on earth would you even think about remaking Blue Velvet? The Men's Club, Down by Law, The Name of the Rose. Now, wait a minute. Does anybody remember The Name of the Rose with Sean Connery and Christian Slater? This is a great movie about monks. And it's a mystery about how they're being murdered. Great movie. September 26th, Crocodile Dundee, which they just announced a sequel, Son of Crocodile Dundee. Why? That's life. Tough Guys. October 3rd, Deadly Friend. You ever seen Deadly Friend with Christy Swanson, where she comes back as a robot? Jumpin' Jack Flash, Peggy Sue Got Married, True Stories, The Color of Money, Soul Man. Can you imagine if they tried to remake Soul Man, the riots they'd have in the street? That's a movie where C. Thomas Howell spends the entire movie in blackface. They would never get near it in a million years. Trick or Treat, Children of a Lesser God, Let's Get Harry, 52 Pickup, Modern Girls, Sid and Nancy, I love Sid and Nancy. Something Wild, I actually really enjoyed Something Wild. It's a great movie. Melanie Griffith and Ray Liotta, Jeff Daniels. Taipan, Quiet Cool, Heat, not the good heat, but a different heat. Hoosiers, Streets of Gold, An American Tale, Firewalker. November 21st, 1986, saw the re-release of Song of the South. Can you believe that? They actually re-released Song of the South. Last time it ever saw the light of day, it had a short video release after that, too. The Wraith, Mosquito Coast, which was famous for being, at the time, Harrison Ford's only movie to not recoup its budget and bomb. Nutcracker, the motion picture. Solar Babies. Oh boy, Solar Babies. Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. Star Trek continues to be remade. Eye of the Tiger, Heartbreak Ridge, Crimes of the Heart, The Golden Child. Do not remake The Golden Child, please. Three Amigos. Out of respect for the classic that it is, do not remake Three Amigos. King Kong Lives. We just had Skull Island. King Kong does indeed live. Lady and the Tramp re-release. Little Shop of Horrors on December 19th. I love that movie. Please don't remake it. Although I heard they were. It'll be an all-digital Audrey 2. No Mercy, Platoon, Best Picture winner, don't remake that. The Morning After, Wisdom, and rounding out Witchboard. That is 1986, folks. I know I said we were going to get through the rest of the decade, but it ain't going to happen, man. My voice is failing. I am coughing. I am losing my breath. In the interest of sanity, I'm going to sign off here. Thanks for your patience. My voice will continue to get better. We'll have more episodes. I'll try to get them up sooner rather than later. There's a lot to talk about. There are conventions coming up. Fun stuff. Tonight at Mulaney's in Long Beach for bingo. And hey, a big favor if you're listening. I have a YouTube channel called Silent Bob Stash. SilentBobStash. You can find it by looking that up, or just look up 91 Reasons Podcast, and you'll see all the times I've posted the audio as a YouTube video, and you can check that out. But here's the thing. YouTube is going to demonetize my channel unless I get 1,000 subscribers. There's two hurdles, the 1,000 subscriber hurdle and the number of hours listened and watched hurdle. But hey, one at a time, folks. So if you could go to my YouTube channel and hit subscribe, I would love that. I'm not going to bombard you with spam. I'm just going to post some fun videos. I've actually made money off of YouTube, so them cutting me off kind of sucks. It's not a lot of money. It's just a little bit of money. But hey, it's like a little bonus every once in a while for, you know, doing the show. So please, if you could go over there and hit subscribe, that'd be great. Thank you so much. I am Jeff Tucker. I am the struggling voice of the show called 91 Reasons.
Thanks for listening to 91 Reasons. Please subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. Find us on Facebook. Is anyone even still listening?